a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right, mate, we're going to Perth for this one. I don't know if Ed's ever been to Perth, but we're going to Perth. A group of men have been slammed after targeting a female police officer with a barrage of inappropriate comments. Okay,
yes, not great.
This is not great. Stunning woman, but also a professional.
Yeah,
and deserves to be able to obviously do her job. This is not the part of the story that confuses me, so I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah.
Right, so a man filming for a TikTok account was heard saying, "Damn, this one is nice," while peers laughed along in the background. Come on, guys, lift your game.
Yeah, be better.
Someone said, "Bro, this one should be a model." And then,
yeah, the boy.
I know, right there, isn't it?
It's yeah, the boy.
Oh my god, you don't even have to be there to know.
I know.
The officer appeared uncomfortable at the obscene commentary and was shown looking around at her surroundings, attempting to ignore the group of men because she probably gets it a bit, you know, and she probably just she's just there to do her job. And she would smash you. That's the thing.
And
I bet she wants to.
Yeah.
And
she absolutely wants to.
But she's being a professional. And she's not going to chicken wing you and slam your face into the side of the car like she wants to.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. Not to have that her do that to me. I mean, just to do that to those guys.
You can pay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Anyway, the caption across the video, which is uploaded recently, says she's definitely in the wrong field. The man filming was heard saying, "This woman is beautiful." She turned to face away. She should be a model, not a police officer, he added. And there are heaps, thousands and thousands of comments on the video, right? And the stupid thing is they don't even think about the whole she's trying to do her job thing, like, and whether it's...
She would love to hear that.
Yeah, it's a compliment.
She's hot. It's a compliment. Yeah. Just take it.
As if you don't want to hear that. Anyway.
Why are you a wog all of a sudden?
Well, you did it. I was just
No, I didn't. Yeah. I was just talking in my normal voice.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I wasn't doing an accent at all. I was just...
You're like, bro, what's the matter with you?
Was it the plate smashing that gave it away?
You should be a model.
Was it my bum bag?
Come on.
Sorry, I don't know why I did that.
No,
anyway,
it's okay.
A lot of comments, a lot of people saying, respect her, she deserves to be respected. Yeah. Bro's harassing someone doing their job because of how they look. Mm-hmm. Leave her alone, lots of people saying. Right, so that's all story checks out, right?
Yeah.
Bad thing that happened and people are reacting accordingly. I'm kind of happy that they're getting kind of smashed in the comments because it means that a majority of people get it. Yeah.
Humanity wins.
Here's where it gets weird for me. A recent report revealed a record number of Western Australian police officers are leaving the police force. Not great, you know? You need your police.
Yeah, especially in a state that big.
In the last financial year alone, 340 officers have left the service in the last financial year. 60 left in June alone, right? So last month, 60 police officers left WA police force.
I've had enough.
In 1 month. Yeah. Is it because they're all hot? Is it 340 leaving in the last financial year because they're all gorgeous?
And you can get paid more for in the modelling industry.
Yeah, and if they're going to have to put up with this BS, they might as well be getting paid well to do it.
Yeah.
Is that what's happened? Do they have...
Maybe.
Do they have just a ridiculously good-looking police force over in WA and we don't know about it over on the East Coast?
I thought this was an opportunity for you to speak about how everyone's a bad neighbour over in Perth and how that may have affected the police force over there, but...
No, this is un-neighbour related, I think.
Well.
This is hot police force. So this is the new thing. These are the two things we know about Perth now.
Yeah.
Is that they've got awful neighbours and gorgeous police officers.
Okay.
All right. Let's get a few of those on kind of reconnaissance over here.
You're suggesting
deploy them
that,
over here.
What? You're suggesting that there's no one down the street that's good looking?
No.
You've dug yourself into a massive hole.
All
this whole break has just been full of holes.
Good people.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Don't you have to like hurry because we don't have lots of time?
Oh, yeah. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. All right, it's a sprint today. So every Friday morning we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it's important they think you're smart because when your opportunity comes up in a workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Well done, keep on going.
Oh, okay, fun fact. No, I don't want to waste these ones. These are fun. At one point in their youth, Prince William and Prince Harry changed Queen Elizabeth's voicemail.
They changed it too.
Oh, amazing.
Hey, what's up? This is Liz. Sorry I'm away from the throne. For a hotline to Philip, press 1. For Charles, press 2. And for the corgis, press 3.
Get out. Is that real?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Oh, good
God.
On
just a couple of lads running around the palace, you know, having
remember
a bit
when
of
they
fun.
Liked each other?
Having a laugh, good. Yeah, and their wives didn't hate each other. That's great. During a group match in the 1982 World Cup, both teams, Austria and West Germany, would only. So two teams playing. Austria playing West Germany, right?
Yeah.
If West Germany won, both teams went through to the finals, right? But if Austria won, only Austria went through.
Oh.
The teams got together and went, we'll just make it happen.
Yeah.
The next day, the local newspaper reported it in the crime section. It was like a crime was committed. Match fixing.
Yeah, you can't do that. That is match fixing.
Until recently, scientists thought the mites that live in your face, yeah. The ones that on your skin you can't see.
Yeah.
Until recently, scientists thought they couldn't poo. Turns out they can and do on your face.
Mate, cleanse people.
Mm. Scallops, you know, what you get at the restaurant or at the seafood shop.
Yeah.
They love disco lights.
Oh.
I thought you liked that one.
Well, that makes me sad.
Why?
Well, because when you eat them.
Ah. The discoing down into your tummy.
Discoing scallops. Mm. That's a cool name for a band,
Disco
right?
Disco scallops. But then people would be like, you'd go to New South Wales and they'd think you're talking about potato cakes.
Oh, and it's all confused.
It gets messy, doesn't
yes.
it? Before the invention of rubber DOMs, Japanese men used DOMs. Made of tortoise shell. Not the cat. The actual tortoise shell. No. Like shell of a tortoise. Look, there's a picture.
I don't want to see.
Yeah.
No. Isn't that too...
It's lovely coloration, isn't it?
It would be hard to...
Yes.
Okay.
That's the point, I think. I've got... What else have I got? No. Okay, let's end on this one. Yeah. Another peen-related one. Right. Oh, no, wait. Okay. You've got to know this. During the Victorian Egyptomania period in Europe, right? So the Victorian era?
Yes.
They went through a real craze where things were getting discovered all the time in Egypt.
Yeah, and Tutankhamun.
It was all of that, right? Wealthy people would buy mummies and have them shipped over to Europe and then have a party and have people over and go, hey, let's unwrap this mummy and in front of everyone.
Lordy.
They would unwrap a dead person.
That
and
is,
be like,
yeah.
Hey, ooh.
That's not a party favour, guys.
Pass the parcel.
Yeah, that's...
All right, back to the peen gear. Sorry if there's any kids in the car. I apologise for this. But in 1899, I'm going to try and clean this one up a bit. In 1899, a guy by the name of G.E. Dudley patented an electrical anti-self... enjoyment
okay.
device
yeah.
for men that consisted of a tube connected to a bell.
Pavlov's dog.
That would ring if the poon, which was inserted in the tube, pointed up.
Pavlov's dong.
Dong. Fun fact.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.